All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad you are here for these few minutes that hopefully will shape and lead and form our motivation for the week ahead, for whatever our days hold. And today I want to share with you a litany of thanksgiving because I think there is nothing more powerful than leading with a heart of thanksgiving or gratitude. And those people who do that are truly infectious. They infuse life. They raise us each to be better, better human beings, more loving and more kind. Well, to share this litany of thanksgiving, this is from Howard Thurman. And Howard Thurman was an American author, philosopher, theologian, educator, and civil rights leader. And in 1944, he co-founded the first major interracial, interdenominational church in the United States. And he lived in San Francisco, passed away in 1981. But he played a leading role in how it is that the civil rights movement played out. And one of his key points of life was radical nonviolence and seeking to bring that. And in order for nonviolence to be realized, again, that heart of thanksgiving moves us into that way of being. And so here is the litany for you today. Today, I make my sacrament of thanksgiving. I begin with the simple things of my days. Fresh air to breathe. Cool water to drink. The taste of food. The protection of houses and clothes, the comforts of home. For these, I make an act of thanksgiving this day. I bring to mind all the warmth of humankind that I have known, my mother's arms, the strength of my father, the playmates of my childhood, the wonderful stories brought to me from the lives of many who talked of days gone by, when fairies and giants and all kinds of magic held sway. The tears I have shed, the tears I have seen, the excitement of laughter and the twinkle in the eye with its reminder that life is good. For all these I make an act of thanksgiving this day. I finger one by one the messages of hope that awaited me at the crossroads. The smile of approval from those who held in their hands the reins of my security. The tightening of the grip in a single handshake when I feared the step before me in the darkness. The whisper in my heart when the temptation was fiercest and the claims of appetite were not to be denied. The crucial words said, the simple sentence from an open page when my decision hung in the balance. For all of these, I make an act of thanksgiving this day. I pass before me the mainsprings of my heritage, the fruits of the labors of countless generations who lived before me, without whom my own life would have no meaning. The seers who saw visions and dreamed dreams. The prophets who sensed a truth greater than the mind could grasp and whose words could only find fulfillment in the years which they would never see. The workers whose sweat has watered the trees, the leaves of which are for the healing of the nations. The pilgrims who set their sails for lands beyond horizons, whose courage made paths into new worlds and far-off places. The saviors whose blood was shed with a recklessness that only a dream could inspire and God could command. For all this, I make an act of thanksgiving this day. I linger over the meaning of my own life and the commitment to which I give the loyalty of my heart and mind, the little purposes in which I have shared with my loves, my desires, my gifts. The restlessness which bottoms all I do with its stark insistence that I have never done my best, I have never dared to reach for the highest. the big hope that never quite deserts me, that I and my kind will study war no more, that love and tenderness and all the inner graces of almighty affection will cover the life of the children of God as the waters cover the sea. All this, and more than mind can think and heart can feel, I make as my sacrament of thanksgiving to Thee, our Father, and humbleness of mind and simplicity of heart. Yes, yes, a litany of thanksgiving. Take some time this week, jot down some notes, think through some phrases. What is your litany of simple thanksgiving, of bold and passionate thanksgiving? Take some time with that and be motivated by a God who pours out life and love all around us. Stay well, stay healthy, keep on keeping on. Good day.